When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. It is Monday. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters, a nice day. Sunny, 64. A little chilly, but tomorrow's going to be a perfect seasonal, sunshiny 74 degrees today. Or tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Is this the start of the week? I saw this debate online.
What's that?
Oh boy, here we go. Is this the start of the week, Monday? Or is it Sunday? Because people are pretty much almost evenly split and how they feel what the first day of the week is.
Calendar says Sunday, but for practical purposes, this is not the second day of the week, right?
No, it's Monday. Monday is the first day of the week.
Yeah.
There's no denying that. I don't know what you 45% of people thinking. Only because it's the calendar. Who cares about the damn calendar?
That's right. Forget that order of semblance in your life.
It's like the calendar was like created a gajillion years ago and nobody ever switched it. Whatever.
What if we started our show every week on a Sunday?
Well, I'm waiting for what is Friday.
Then our first day of the week would be, the beginning of the week would be Sunday.
Okay, but what's our weekend?
Friday, Saturday.
No, because Friday we're working.
No, we work Monday, Tuesday, or we work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
But if the weekend is, what is the week? For those of you who believe that Sunday is the start of the week,
the heck is
the weekend? Then there's no weekend, and you don't have a weekend.
Saturday.
No, you can't have a week and one day.
You can't have one day for a weekend, huh?
No!
The weekend is Saturday night at 11:59. That's when the week ends, and it begins Sunday at midnight. I just used that juxtaposition, the actual word weekend.
Well... Wow. All right, so your team Sunday is the first day of the week?
Yeah, makes Mondays easier to deal with.
Oh,
and your
no.
team Monday, huh?
No, it's definitely Monday.
Well, I certainly had a case of the Sundays yesterday about noon. I'm like, oh, God, Monday work, oh, God, oh, God. So it felt like work. Let's put it that way. Well, we're coming up on 6 o'clock now on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. And take us to Jessica Simpson in concert coming to Del Lago. It's all coming up on the show.
98.9 The Buzz.
It wreaks havoc in the hearts and minds of men. And it happens right around this time of the year. Dance recitals. On 98.9 The Buzz.
That's a horrible way to set this up. It wreaks havoc in the lives of men.
Minds and hearts
Minds,
of men.
Minds, men, whatever. That means to say that dads don't want to participate in their daughters or sons' dance recitals.
No, that's not true.
That's exactly what you said.
No, what it means is we don't want to sit through 9,000 other kids' dances.
That's what I said.
Can't you just do like a solo performance for us? Just like
you are terrible.
No,
and by the way, I bumped into somebody. Well, bumped into somebody who was at calling hours. It's not really.
Oh,
it's
God.
The worst time to this. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, anyway. Well.
Sad time to bump into an old friend, but that's what happens oftentimes, right? We live in the same town, but yeah, we don't run into each other, and that's when we do.
Unless it's a funeral, right?
She was like, that's what I said, calling hours, that's a funeral, right? So she was like, oh, because she knows you too. And she's like, oh, yes, Scotty's probably been talking about it on the air that it's the kids' dance recitals this weekend. And I'm like, actually, he hasn't mentioned it at all. It's like wondering why. And we're like, oh, God, did he forget? Does he not know?
He's been through it now. He knows that the scariness is over. That the mystery of what happens there. Have never been to one before. Don't know what to expect.
Dance recitals are so exciting for the kid. I thought you would at least bring it up once or twice on the show.
She is. Well, I don't know what a word. There's a word where like it's just there. It doesn't matter to you. She's kind of like that. That vibe.
Yeah, all the kids really kind of are.
Yeah, I know. They're not all excited. She's never, and I've tried to ask her all different kinds of, you know, parent psychology to try to get her to show me her routine.
No, it's supposed to be a secret.
What do you mean it's supposed to be a secret?
I don't know. That's in the
say
kids'
that.
Mind. It's supposed to be for the kids. They want to surprise you with
so
their
what do you
dance recital.
You practice once a week. You don't practice at home.
Yeah.
Hey,
they're six.
I'm going to be on a baseball team. I'll only practice at practice. I won't practice in the backyard.
I don't know. She's not dancing, practicing around the house.
Nope.
Okay. Well,
I'm like, what songs are you doing? What songs are you guys doing? You know, dancing to? I don't know. I'm like, okay.
Can I ask a question for those of you who have been knee deep in dance recitals for years? 818-2899. Do you force family to rewatch the dance recital? Like, we all go to the dance recital to support the little mooch who's dancing.
Right.
It's typically all day, but in your case, I heard it's just an hour and a half period done, we're ending.
Yeah.
So that's legit.
There's two performances and they split it up.
So there have been times where my sister, because that's what we do, we go support my niece. She's now out of dance because she's a grown adult now. But and then at the next family gathering, they pull out the video and force everybody to rewatch it again.
Even though went and saw it in person.
Yes. And the family's like, yeah, we want to watch it again. I'm like, you do? Like, we do, really? Because it's never, like, high-def quality. It's never, like...
Oh, yeah.
It's not, like, edited really nice. It's just camera on a tripod from the way back recording the stage where you could barely find your kid.
Exactly. And then you're fast-forwarding through. What performances? That's 3rd, the 7th, and the 20th?
Which one are you again?
Yeah, I know. That's
do
so
you
funny.
Really want to watch it again?
How about this? Is it a bad parent that I actually took tons of video at the last recital and I never watched back any of it?
Well, okay. Now that you know other families are doing it, the next family gathering, you can force everybody to watch it again.
Yeah. If they were there, they don't have to see it over again.
That's a real thing.
Does that. That's so funny.
That's a real thing. Now you got to wear the shirt that Ken got you, by the way. Bill's Mafia Ken, our Buzz fam.
Dance Dad.
Yeah, you got to wear that t-shirt.
Absolutely.
To the dance recital.
Absolutely. I wear it under my sport coat. Just like that.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know.
What are you doing
right
now?
It's not television. I just realized.
What are we doing? What happened to you?
I'm pulling my t-shirt down and my sport coat over it. You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Time
is it?
Time for Karen's Corner.
That's right. It's those little things in life that annoy you so much you can't help but rant about them on social media.
On 98.9 The Buzz.
So today's mail Karen.
Oh, okay.
In Karen's Corner, comes from the Lyle Ave area. He was very frustrated, so he took to social media to say, EVs are the worst mode of vehicle that has ever been put on the road. I'm surprised, now all caps, The DOT allowed such a life-threatening vehicle to grace our roadways.
Oh.
Downright insane. Now, out of the 96 comments attached to this mail, Karen.
Oh, God.
We have to decide. You have to decide if the majority backed him up. But yeah. How do you feel about his rant? First, let's start there.
I feel he owns a Dodge Ram. That he spent $89,000 on. and is pissed that he could have gotten an electric vehicle for half of that. Wow, it's weird to think of where that came from within his soul and what happened to him, an experience that just completely lit him up.
Passionately against EVs.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, you know what? The one part of it that I'll be on his side is that they're too damn quiet. I can't hear them. And then they make the most ridiculous doo-doo-doo-doo-doo noise when they pull out of the driveway. It's like, oh, God, what does they have? Is the radio on? Oh, nope, it's just my neighbor pulling out of the driveway.
It's funny. Our golf cart that we got last year is basically an EV. It's got one giant battery in it, right?
Yeah.
And it's got low mode speed and high. Low mode's like 9-10 miles an hour. High is like 20. But when I put it into high mode and I push down on the accelerator, it makes like a motor noise. Like this fake tape recording, coming out of like a cassette deck.
It's kind like
of
the plug-in fireplace where it's like a fake flame. It's like a fake noise.
Yeah.
You are all about EVs, though, right? Your rant would be for the EVs.
Yeah, I would say, as they continue to develop and get better and hot, nicer and more upscale-y,
there is like, okay, I know it's like better for the emissions, the environment, but it also wastes a lot of energy. Isn't it like a battery? It's like a plug-in. It's like you have to plug it into the wall. So now we're using electricity, that's also wasting energy. But I don't know.
Electricity isn't as much as gasoline right now, so it might be.
Well,
yeah, bunch of people who are EV in it are going, ha ha, $4.52 at the gas pump, meh meh. You know?
Oh yeah, they probably are. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Then they look at their RG&E bill. What's the RG&E bill look like?
I couldn't tell you what it costs to charge an electric car. I can't tell you.
Somebody has to tell me that, because I just think the people who are so EV, like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of neutral because I'm not, I guess, as knowledgeable in it. I haven't done a deep dive in the EV vehicle. But, okay, so now out of the 96 comments,
mm-hmm.
did the majority of the comments back up today's Mail, Karen, or not?
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
We'd like to call this Karen's Corner. Have we decided, just like solidly, what a Mail Karen's name is?
No, but you're distracting from the main focus right now, which is today's Mail Karen. Don't go sidetracking on that kind of question. I don't know.
Do I have to see you say no?
You ask it every time. Just look it up.
Okay.
Ask ChatGPT. Dave. I think it's Dave. Anyhow, today's Mail Karen comes from the Lyle Ave area. Do we have someone that's going to join in on this?
So Ryan's on the phone. What's up, buddy?
Morning, guys.
On the way to work?
Yep.
Yeah. Want to give a plug?
California Closets, Pittsburgh, New York.
There you go.
Stop it. Ryan, I love them. Tell John I said hi.
Oh, damn.
Sure.
So, Ryan, today, now, if anybody is just joining us today in Karen's Corner, today's Mail Karen comes from the Lyle Ave area, and he was ranting about electric vehicles, calling them life-threatening vehicles, and questioning why they were ever allowed on the roads.
Oh, I don't know about life-threatening. What's the case? What's he arguing?
Well, how do you feel about EVs?
I mean, I drive a Jeep, so probably the worst thing for the environment. So, I mean, I don't really have a take on them. I've never been in one. Don't think I'd ever buy one.
I'm all for them because I like the technology. I want something to drive the car for me.
Yeah.
Why did you say you would never buy one, Ryan?
I've heard that when they break down, the repairs are very expensive.
Oh, right.
Ah, yes. Okay. Okay, so out of the 96 comments, though, were the majority for or against the rant?
Hmm.
What do you think?
I want to stay against the rent.
Against the rent. Okay, yeah. Scotty.
You know, I profiled this guy last break. I'm like, he probably drives like a $80,000 Dodge Ram, which sucks diesel. Like none other, and he's probably a little
like a Hummer.
Yeah, right. He's a little jealous. But the people, the majority of people in the comments, probably were for him.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I kind of feel
that. Okay.
Yeah.
You both locking in your answers?
Yeah, my final answer. How about you, Ryan?
Yep, locked in.
All right.
Okay. Calling out EV vehicles, or that's repetitive, isn't it? Calling out EVs as the worst vehicle on the road. Out of 96 comments, the majority were against him. No, they did not side with him.
Oh!
They did not side with him. Best in comments. A lot of the comments actually went and were debating about the person with the EV, if they drive like bad or not, if they're erratic drivers.
Oh, wow.
And the general consensus, it's not Tesla drivers who speed, it's people who drive pickup trucks.
Yes.
yeah, for real.
I always have pickups blow by me in the morning at like 85.
The conversation started to steer away from EVs and turned into anti-pickup trucks.
That's funny. Well, you are going now to see Jessica Simpson in concert at the Vine Showroom at the Del Lago Casino on June 13th, a week from Saturday. Tickets are on sale at DelLagoResort.com. Must be 21 and plus. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, congrats, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Lawyers speak. All right. Hey, thanks for listening to The Buzz. We appreciate you being part of The Buzz fam.
Yep, take care, guys.
All right, California Closet's in the house.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay, all set. Okay, coming up on the show, what's the one thing that makes you nervous when you see people doing it because of how dangerous it could be? Because that one thing...
Didn't we just talk about it?
Well, that... Okay. This one thing is what caused a fire at Artisan Works yesterday morning.
Oh,
one
wow.
Careless, I wasn't thinking moment somebody had.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
Boyfriend bonfire, that was my actual wedding dress, my real dress, and I'd do it again.
Every Black Friday, Scott would just camp out on the roof of Marketplace Mall for like 57 hours in the cold for the Salvation Army. The guy would not come down.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Monday morning. How you doing? It's 98.9 to Buzz Spisano and Sandy. I am Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. We're ready for you.
If you're ready, yeah. But are you ready for us? That is the question.
It's hard to believe it's June 1st.
Yay!
What the heck? Okay, here's the question that I'm going to dangle out there and think about your answer. What is the one thing that people do that makes you nervous because of how dangerous it could be?
Oh, good one.
This one thing is what caused a fire at Artisan Works yesterday. Early, early morning, like we're talking 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
One careless thing that probably the person was like, wasn't even thinking, didn't even realize they did. Artisan Works up in flames. Now, it appears that it was a cigarette butt. Don't put your butt there. It was a cigarette butt in the planter.
Oh.
That smoldered overnight and caught the outside of the building on fire. Thankfully,
wow.
Not massive, massive damage. Fire crews arrived quickly, contained the fire to the roof and exterior wall.
Hey, kudos to whoever saw that at 5 in the morning, right?
Wow. It could have been bad.
Yeah, yeah. And Artisan Works is such a cool place.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. My daughter just had her prom there.
Oh, really? Is that where it was? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
That's cool. It was a cool location. I'm like, oh my God, that's wild. Anyhow, it was just, it's like, oh no.
Yeah.
And you know they know who it was because there's surveillance videos.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. They probably saw the person putting their cigarette butt in the planter and then walking away thinking nothing of it.
Wow.
What do you do at this point? Do you chase them down? Or do you say, well, nothing really majorly happened? I hate saying that, even though that's the general consensus, but
they still have to
deal with a huge headache.
Yeah, I don't know if they
What would you do if you owned it?
I don't know if I'd be able to chase down the even though unless it's an employee or someone that frequents a place regularly. I mean, for all we know, it could have been a prom from the night before with a million people around.
But you know how people are when they have surveillance video. Mm-hmm. They'll post it to social media.
Oh, I know.
If you were the owners of Artisan Works and you know who did it because it was caught on camera, would you post it?
Yeah, I would try to find out who did it and get some reparations from.
What do you want from them?
Reparations.
Meaning?
Money, honey. Give me some money.
Insurance will probably cover the cost.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe just for the
money.
Shame.
How much money do you want?
Just for the shame of it, right?
See, my initial thought went there. Mm-hmm. Like, that's brutal.
Yeah.
But then I thought to myself, how many stupid things do we do? Careless things. How many almost fires have we caused in our lifetime?
Yeah, true.
We all have those dumb moments that you didn't even realize. Like, if you were to ask my father, back to the original question, what's the one thing people do that makes you nervous? Mm-hmm. My father told me, I don't want to come over to your house. I would never sleep over at your house. I'm like, well, Dad, I'm never inviting you to sleep over. Why? Because you throw your batteries, AA batteries, around in the drawer, and that could cause a fire. Or
what?
You just throw them out. I'm like, Dad, you're so crazy.
Wait, tell me more about this. What does he know that we don't?
Well, you know how they say batteries sometimes can ignite into a fire. AA batteries. We had that conversation on the air before. I don't know. He probably takes this one little thing. It's like a firefighter. Ask a firefighter. If you tell them that you didn't clean out the dryer vent and you started the dryer, their head's going to explode. They're going to lose it. They'll never come over to your house again.
You know what makes me nervous big time when I see or hear this? I live kind of like there's like the Route 104 is near where I live.
Okay.
But there's a woods between there and the expressway.
Okay.
And I always hear like high revving speeding motorcycles going. Oh. I'm just waiting for it to hear like.
Motorcycles like, freak me out too.
Yes. When they go like a million miles an hour, I'm like, freaks me
and
out.
Not,
makes me nervous
like
when I hear that.
Harley motorcycles, like the big motorcycles, like Harleys, those people know what they're doing. It's the little ones, like you just described.
Yeah, it's the performance ones, the rice burners.
So I saw a message from Linda who said, my husband and I went to the mall at Caruso Ridge yesterday and someone put a live cigarette butt in the landscaping mulch.
Oh.
And it was smoking, so my husband stepped on it to make sure there was no fire that was.
Oh, yeah. That stuff will catch on fire, especially if it's real dry.
What are you thinking?
You don't want to be that person that screws something up and sets a, $25 million piece of property on fire.
Honestly, I'll be honest with you. After seeing Linda's post and this about Artisan Works, I didn't realize there was that many people still smoking just carelessly like that.
I know, right?
I really didn't. Because we, you know, I don't know why. I just thought in my mind, what? Smoking? That's so 1975.
What is that thing that other than that makes you nervous when you see it?
When people have their grill too close to their house.
Ooh.
I've talked about this on the air too, that I have wanted to knock on a neighbor's door that I do not know and say, excuse me. Your grill is too close to your house. You do move it away when you grill, right?
I know.
But I have yet to do that. I should.
I've gotten into the habit of, I was that guy. I was grilling too close to the patio.
Next to that. Did you burn the siding?
I didn't. But when I was putting the cover back on, I kind of went around to the back of it, and my back was warm. I'm like, oh, hold on a second. I better pull this grill away. But ever since that, a couple years ago, ever since then, I'm like, move it.
Yeah. See, I think people do it, don't even realize it. Like, how many times have you, I'm going to hope that you agree. How many times have you, boiled water to a point where there's no more water? You just forget. I have done that before. What is that look? I have done that. I'll have, you know how some people will do, the potpourri in the water. You do the cinnamon stick and the apples.
Oh, the orange peel, right, yeah.
Yeah, and you have it on low, and then you go about your day. And then I go back to the stove, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I freaking burned the house down. So I don't do that anymore.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Yeah. So, I'm glad everything worked out at Artisan Works, and there's not a major tragedy. That would have been horrible. Horrible.
Yes. And to Linda's husband for putting out that fire in the mulch at the mall at Grace Ridge, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you to your husband.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
We all have those moments. Was it wrong or was it right? Let's find out on Spizzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
On 98.9 The Buzz, Spizzano and Sandy.
Okay, I'm going to make the statement. If a neighbor comes to your garage sale, and there was a lot of garage sales over the weekend. I mean, I had wicked fear of missing out. But anyhow, if a neighbor comes to your garage sale, immediate neighbor, you should either give them a deal or just give them the item. Charging your next door neighbor for a baby gate you don't need anymore seems a bit desperate.
So you're talking just because you live next door to the garage sale or within the couple, right? You're the neighbor friend, you get it for free?
I think you should. Charging the next door neighbor, the person who watched your kids, the person who checks your mail when you're on vacation for a vase that you don't use, that you're going to donate if nobody buys, I think is a little silly. It's a little desperate.
It's the ultimate judgment zone. Spizzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz.
So now there were a lot of garage sales over the weekend. And if you had one, if your neighbor had one, I would love for you to join in on this conversation. Because I kind of feel like we all go through these emotions, but maybe nobody talks about it until now where we're able to. So my neighborhood, there were three homes in the neighborhood that had garage sales.
Oh,
and there was, as I was walking my dog, I was walking past these neighbors and some of them I knew. They were like friends. And they had some really nice stuff out on their driveway. And I did not check it out because in my mind, I expect them, because we're friends, we know each other. It's more than the wave, hello, neighbor. I kind of expected them to give me a deal or just give it to me. I know that sounds crazy and entitled, but I kind of feel like that's the way it should be with immediate neighbors.
No, that's not crazy and entitled by no means. That's entitled and crazy.
But
Jesus.
So I didn't want to do that awkward dance of the price. Normally, if you're a complete stranger, I might even haggle you with the price. I might be that person. I don't know. So I didn't want to go through that awkwardness. So therefore, I just skipped over the garage sales and didn't even go at all.
How? Wouldn't you, as a good neighbor, agree to pay, oh, so this is $7? I'll give you $7. Then it's up to them to be like, oh, no, just take it. And you'll be like, oh, no, okay.
Well, that is a very valid point.
You need to go in.
I don't think I would ask. See, this is why I never go to a neighbor's garage sale. Because I don't think I would ask ever, can I have that for free? I would probably, you're right, Scott.
No, that's
offer
tacky.
Even more,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would even offer more because we're friends. If I'm going to spend money with somebody, I'd rather it be you than Lowe's. You know what I mean? But I would be very hurt if you didn't give me a deal, and it might ruin our friendship.
Oh, my God.
And therefore, that is why I will never go to a garage sale.
And therefore, that's why I'm glad I'm not your neighbor. Let's go to the calls. 818-2899. Hey, good morning. The Buzz. Oh, the neighborhood yard sale, garage sale. What do you say? Jerk justified.
I think you ought to give it to them free because if you've got a close relationship with them, you might as well. They do a lot right. for you. You do it about right. them. It's back and forth. But if all you do is say hello in the morning to these people, give them a deal.
Yes. Okay. Oh. So deal or free. Got it. Love it. And you're a jerk if you don't. Beautiful.
Right.
What if you guys are really close and you have like a $300 piece of furniture, like an antique or something?
Why is it at a garage sale?
Huh? What do you mean, why is it at a garage sale?
Why is it at, if it's a three, you just made it sound like the most valuable piece of furniture and you're putting it at a garage sale?
Like the one I put out for my wife gave away it for $10?
I thought the garage sale was more discount. I think Facebook Marketplace, in my eyes, Facebook Marketplace is where that belongs. Garage sale is more like you're not talking. In
you find you find like antique treasures at garage sales, not just used blenders.
Right. Maybe you're right.
It's the only reason I go.
When you find the antique treasures, the treasures are treasures because the people don't know they're antique.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Mark. Hi to Buzz, Jerk or Justified. Go ahead.
Oh, jerk. Come on, Sandy. They're already giving you a discount by putting it out for a garage sale. They always put it out dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? You should be supporting your neighbor. And I like Scott's tactic of saying, here's $7. And if they want to say, oh, take it, that's different. But
that's what we're latching on to. If they don't say, oh, here, just take it, right. Or let me give you a discount.
Yeah.
Sitting there all weekend long. Did you ever do a garage sale? It's horrible.
That is
You're sitting
the
there
worst.
All weekend long, and if you're making like $50, it's a bummer. You wasted your whole weekend.
Yeah.
And you're very frugal, so I'm surprised that you are looking at it the other way around.
That was the only way I looked at it. It was like, you don't want this stuff. Like, at the end of the day, I question why anybody does a garage sale, because you're right. It's a freaking huge waste of time.
Oh, God.
Bad ROI. But somebody could argue with me on that. I don't know. But you're going to donate it at the end of the day. And this is a neighbor who checks your mail or does, this for that all the time. Why wouldn't you just give it to them?
Discount?
No, you don't. You offer them the money, and if they want to do it, then they can. But they might really need that money. And it's like already dirt cheap anyway, or it wouldn't be out there.
Okay.
I know somebody who actually took an axe with all the leftover stuff the next day when it was over and axed everything up so nobody could go on his lawn.
That's awesome.
We have talked about that before. We put that on trial. We have discussed that. Yeah, yeah. Because there's a lot of people I hear do that.
From you guys.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe they got the idea from you guys.
I know, right? Thank you. Appreciate
it. Jerk.
All right. Goodbye. Bye. I'm on her side. I'm calling a jerk, too.
Messages are coming in, and you can leave us a free voice message, too, on our Audacy app, AUDACY. Let's see. The garage sale is literally about selling things. Not sure why people are shocked when things have prices.
I know, right? Come on.
Jerk, if a baby gate, a box of old toys, or something headed to donation next week, charging your next door neighbor feels cheap. See, that's what I thought. It feels cheap. If my next door neighbor is having a garage sale and I see something I need, I'm paying for it. Why should they give it away just because of our property line? Well, it doesn't make it weird. Like,
It makes it weird that you don't even go up there and offer them the $7 for the item you want.
If I... See, I never saw that side of it until you brought it up, which is a very obvious side of this argument, but I never saw it. How about good friends? Like, I always go to good friends first. Hey, anybody need this? And then if no friend says it, no family member says it, then I'll put it out.
Really?
At a garage sale that I've never had.
Yeah, circle of trust first, right?
Circle. That's what it is. You're in the circle of trust, circle of free.
My next-to-next-door neighbor puts stuff out in a box on her front porch every week for free.
What?
It's
what kind
so
of
weird.
Stuff are we talking?
Just knick-knack, paddywhack stuff, like a set of, like, maybe a set of measuring cups or...
Every week?
Or some Tupperware or, yeah, every time I go over to get Allie, there's something new on their front porch that they're giving away. It's just free.
But I have to go up to their front porch?
Yeah.
Well, that's creepy. Unless that's for freebies for the UPS guy?
For anybody who goes to their front porch, I guess.
Did you grab something?
Not yet. But I've looked. I'm like, oh, my wife would hate me if I got one of those.
Let's. Yeah, your wife wants. Mm-hmm. Your wife is that neighbor who has always going through stuff. Okay.
What are we at?
The neighbor isn't running a charity case, maybe they're trying to make a little money back. The entitlement is what's bothering me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it to seem like it was entitled. Fine. You're justified if you charge the neighbor.
Justified.
Justified. Justified.
I love this.
Jerk. Or justified.
Yeah. So.
98.9.
Next time you have a garage sale, there's the line you tiptoe on, okay?
Yeah, there is no line. Just charge the damn neighbor. That's it.
Spisano and Sandy.
I confess to my wife that I'm an idiot safely in front of her four girlfriends so I wouldn't get in trouble.
It's Spisano and Sandy. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Happy June 1st. And I don't think you really needed to confess. I think they kind of already
knew that I was an idiot.
There are things that you do that it's like, oh, there's my cute, adorable, idiot husband.
last Sunday morning, doing dishes up at our only kitchen in our world right now at our camper. And the hot water goes out. And I've had problems with the hot water heater before. It had to actually get replaced under the warranty. Like it was the last week of our 1 year warranty. So luckily,
of course,
they replaced
the last week of it. It happened within the warranty.
Yeah. And I was told these things don't last long, which is kind of pisses me off because, come on, this is an on-demand hot water heater. So and it's hooked up to the propane. You know, that's how it works. So my wife is like tearing down, getting stuff into the car, getting ready to leave before me. I was going to finish up all the outside work and then follow her home.
Okay.
So she leaves. I'm like, oh, my God, hot water. Oh, my God, how am I going to finish the dishes? Okay, did that. Okay, but I had to boil water to finish the dishes. And I'm messing around with this. This is like brings up memories of the last time it failed. And it was doing everything wrong, like exactly the last time it failed. Okay. Well, maybe it'll just work itself out by next weekend.
We all do that.
Of course. But it'll because I'm trying itself. To be preemptive. Yeah. I'm trying to be preemptive. So Wednesday, I'm stressed out. I'm like, she's having four of her girlfriends up this past weekend, and obviously we're going to need hot water. So I call Darren, who's like this guy I met that fixes RVs just 2 weeks ago. He's like, yeah, man, I'll come over Saturday afternoon and just get a new one, get a replacement, because I know these, I work with these all the time. So I ordered one online, Amazon.
Saturday afternoon, when are her girlfriends coming up?
Saturday afternoon.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm like, well, we're cutting it a little close, but we'll figure it out. So doesn't it say the hot water heater will be there on Saturday? I'm like, yes. So I waited around to the last possible minute, and it didn't come. I bring my wife in on the conversation. She's like, okay, I'm behind you, so I'm going to stop home quick, let the dog out, get the dog, and bring her up. Doesn't everything work out perfectly that the hot water heater arrives as my wife is pulling out of the driveway?
Beautiful.
I'm like, perfect. I call dude. I'm like, listen, gonna be a little late. He goes, fine, I won't be till 5. I said, if you don't mind, you know, 5 crazy women having fun on the deck, we can work around
this. They're gonna have zero hot water.
Correct. until he gets there to fix it.
Okay, at 5. Okay.
I get there with Ellie, and I turn on the camper, do the whole thing, start messing with the hot water. Doesn't work. Now, last week, I tested this. I'm like, well, maybe something's wrong with the propane. So I turned the stove on because we've got a gas stove in the camper. Mm-hmm. All four burners are working. I'm like, okay, that works. So it's got to be the hot water heater. Process of elimination. I get there, I open up, I do the same thing. Hot water heater doesn't work. I'm messing with the buttons. Hot water heater doesn't work. I go to the stove. I turn the stove on. Stove's working. I turn around. The stove dies.
Ooh.
I go outside. I go to my propane tank.
Oh.
I look at my propane tank.
Oh, dear.
And I turn it on.
Oh, no.
Somebody turned off my propane tank.
Somebody.
I never turn it off.
Somebody? Who's turning off your propane tank?
I have pranky friends that live next to me.
At night?
I have pranky friends that live next to me. Now, I guess what ended up happening is now my wife pulls up, hot water heater's working. No. I'm like, hi. And all of her girlfriends got there before her. And I just stood her up in the kitchen and said, listen, just to let you know, got the hot water heater working. Now we have a $400 hot water heater in your trunk. Just so you won't yell at me in public.
Look at she. He says, I got it working as if you did so much to get it working.
Oh,
no, turn it on.
I did say.
Did you find out?
Propane was off. Yeah, I called my pranky friend. He goes, no, I don't. Actually, he suggested the hot water heater to get. I'm like, oh.
But you did check to make sure the hot water heater was turned on ever?
Propane.
Throughout this?
The propane.
Whatever.
Yes, I checked. Yeah, I turned my gas stove on. Obviously, there was enough in the lines, enough propane in the lines to light my oven and to light my thing. But when I
turned it on, if you double check to make sure it was on where the propane tank is.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm an idiot.
There you go. You didn't do
no,
that.
No, I'm an idiot.
Okay.
So now I have a $400 hot water heater. Should I send it back or just keep it?
You must have turned it off. You turned it off.
No, nobody come to find out. I called my pranky friend who suggested which one to get, sent me the link. I got it. I'm like, dude, did you? He goes, no, I did not. But the propane company whose service is my propane and his, came to replace his tank. And they probably went over to check mine to see if I needed a refill. And they probably turned it off on me.
So you're blaming the propane tank checker, dude.
That's the only thing I could think of because I did not touch it. I do not turn my propane off when I leave. I turn my water off.
I think you did.
No, why would I do that?
You did. Yeah, because you're so ADD. Sometimes you're turning on, off things. You're pushing buttons you're not supposed to push.
No, I have a checklist. And I go through it. It's very methodical. I do not touch my propane. I'm like, damn. So therefore,
Then you had to call the guy and say, don't come up. It's all fixed.
Yep. I texted him like, guess what? I'm an idiot. I mean, this guy thinks he was literally over a couple miles over. I'm like, if you want to stop by for a beer and give me a quote on this other problem I have. So he did. But he laughed at me. He was like, you're an idiot. My wife and all of her friends, you're an idiot.
You're the reason why IT says, is it plugged in? You are the reason.
Have you rebooted? There's my
did
story.
Did you turn it on?
Oh. I'm so crazy. I never touched that propane until the end of the year. Anyway.
I need footage. I need proof that you did it. I think you did, and you didn't even realize it.
It's not in my wheelhouse. I never touch it. I'm scared of it. It's 8:16 on the Buzz. It's Bazan and Sandy. I, again, am an idiot.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. Mystery in Fairport, Pittsford, or Brockport. What? Anybody live in Fairport, Pittsford, or Brockport near the canal?
Ah.
Routine reports of the same thing that nobody knows why. We'll bring it up.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone live near the canal or often walk the canal? Is this true? I heard about this. I'm like, no way. How often do you see this? How often does this happen? Before we get there, though, 30-second pitch.
Yes.
This time on Wednesday, and we're looking for somebody who wants to pitch us, whatever that is, why you need a raise, why your kids need to do more around the house, whatever. Mm-hmm. Listen to last Wednesday. You can listen to it on the podcast, Spisano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz, or watch the video of it on 98.9 The Buzz on YouTube. 30-second mm-hmm. pitch Wednesday at this time.
So this is a mystery, you say, along these towns, along the canal?
Yeah, a lot of people are wondering, like, well, how does it happen and who is doing it? But apparently mm-hmm. they're in Fairport, mm-hmm. Pittsford, mm. and Brockport.
Wow.
Routinely, they say, they get reports of large furniture dumped or floating in the canal.
You know, I was kind of hoping it would be like the Erie Canal Loch Ness Monster.
I know you were hoping that
yeah,
so bad.
Right?
So items have included couches.
Oh, God.
Recliners. Mattresses.
Oh, gross.
Shopping carts. And some surveillance footage shows people gently placing them into the water. So it's not like a scenario where, oopsie, it falls off the
what?
Truck.
Nobody, no, nothing oopsies into that canal. You have to physically heave it in.
I'm trying to figure out, like, how does it even accidentally get there? No, someone has to consciously put it there,
well,
right?
Yeah, of course. They're probably looking to get rid of it, and they just dump it. That's cool. That's horrible.
So people
it's dangerous.
Why is it it's dangerous?
If you have a boat on the canal and you hit your propeller hits a metal grocery cart.
Yeah. God. Okay. Yes. That's why it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, it gives the ducks a resting spot, I guess. But yeah, I know. I don't know. And everybody is wondering, like, why? Like, routinely? Routinely means more than once. And what does routinely really mean?
But if you go from Brockport to Fairport, that's a bunch of miles. Maybe it's the same stuff.
Oh, is it?
Maybe it's just floating away. And you know.
I need to find out more about this. I'm very intrigued by it. Is it the same couch that's floating?
Right. Yeah. And if it is, then we need to get behind it. You know, floating the couch face, floating down the canal, making its way to Albany.
What would make you think to do that? Like gently placing it in. There is no gently placing it in.
So you said there was surveillance footage of somebody placing a piece of furniture into the canal.
That's what the report says that I saw. Now, I have no idea. I've never seen. I've walked the canal before.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of times, you know, since I've been alive.
Never seen anything floating in it?
Born and raised here. No. Have you?
No, not really.
Anyone ever see a recliner just kind of floating by?
I know when they drain it, you know, for the winter. When they mm-hmm. winterize it, they always find, like, weird stuff at the bottom.
But they never drain it to the very bottom. Like, I know the canal in Brockport, because I used to go to SUNY Brockport, mm-hmm. it would get lower.
In some spots, it dries right out.
Does it really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I kind of remember going over, like East Henrietta Road or something, being able to see it, or maybe over by Winton, seeing it completely well dry. And like, what is that out there? What is that? You know?
Is it art? Is it someone's lazy? Is it a prank? Is it the same person? There's so many questions here.
It's too bad. It kind of makes me feel sad that people have to dump their trash into the canal. You know? It makes me sad.
Yeah, but in the moment when you're walking the canal and you see like a mattress floating by, that'll make you chuckle. It'll make you laugh for a second. Just a couch, a random couch. Just
I don't know. I'd
bobbing and weaving.
I'd almost feel like I want to jump in and pull it out and pull it up on the side.
Oh God!
So
don't do that.
Litter.
Please don't do that.
Why?
We just heard your story about how you're an idiot. Don't do.
Oh, I'm now okay.
Don't
sorry.
Give us another one.
I forgot to tell you, I'm an idiot from here on in ever in Sandy's mind. Even more than it was before.
Well, if you went to go catch a couch from the canal, are you a hero or are you dumb? I don't know.
You get a grappling hook and throw it out there and hook it and reel it in. Look at the catch I got, you guys. Let's fry this up.
So if you're walking the canal today, or if you walked it this weekend, because it was a beautiful weekend, it's going to be a beautiful week. Just let us know what you see out there.
The Buzz.
It doesn't matter if you're famous or you're poor or you're rich or whatever. There's always, always drama when it comes to a wedding, you know?
Yeah. It's like everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time and everybody ticks off a friend one wedding at a time.
Love that.
Now, it's Mazzato and Sandy. It's 98.9 The Buzz. And we normally don't talk Hollywood, Taylor Swift, especially gossip. Yeah, right. But this is like,
It transcends.
It totally does. And a lot of people are speculating about when the wedding is going to take place between Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying, oh my gosh, it's going to be this summer. This summer, with dates like June 13th being thrown out there.
Yeah, like a week from Saturday.
Or July 3rd being thrown out there.
Okay. Ooh, I wouldn't do that.
But the one thing that friends are reportedly very upset about with this wedding, the friends who have been invited are not allowed to bring a guest.
Oh.
Some of the friends are reporting being invited without a plus one, and they are livid. Livid.
Oh, that's messed up. But then again, these people are probably like major celebrities that, you know.
Yeah, so why would you think, like normal people, the common people like us, it's a no ring, no bring policy because we have to cut the budget somewhere, right? We can't just bring anybody. But when you're talking about unlimited amount of money, then what's the reason? Privacy? Or what's the reason? They don't want the hot mess at the wedding and some of these, you know, yeah, everybody has that friend who's...
Plus one, like drunk.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it's for security purposes and leaks and all that kind of stuff. You know, unless I know you personally, it's only you. Whoever you're bringing, I don't know, so...
Is that how it was at your wedding? No ring, no bring? Or,
wait,
I don't
what is
know
this
you.
Phrase?
No ring, no bring.
No.
So if you don't, if you're not married to that person, then they're not coming because I don't know if your relationship's going to last.
Is
forever.
That what it means? I've never heard that before.
Have you ever heard that?
No, that's new to
me. I've had a couple friends do the no ring, no bring.
That's
it's
weird.
Like, well, that I mean, you're buying dinner for somebody who might not be in your friend group for a long time. I don't know.
Geez, that never crossed my mind. I never thought about that. Huh. That right there, that's, oh my God, that's rude to do that.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Well, say you got a plus one and that is your husband and Taylor Swift says he can't come.
Well, okay, so which part is rude? Are you talking about Taylor Swift again or are you talking about the rest of us who do the no ring, no bring?
The rest of us, really.
Because if you're married to somebody and your spouse isn't invited, yes, I get it. You should be upset and offended. And what does that mean? But if you're not married to the person and you don't get a plus one, it's just you are invited to the wedding.
I don't
think you should be upset with it. I wouldn't be upset with it.
No, that's totally wrong. It's rude. It's weird. Because number one, most people don't get married when they're 50. All right. Most people get married in their 20s, maybe now, maybe in their 30s. And if you're not married... A lot of people are getting married a little later. And
don't bring a guest.
Yes, bring a guest.
Nah, if I'm trying to trim the budget, yeah, that's where I'm trimming first. That's where I'm trimming.
Don't hire a videographer. Don't get flowers.
Don't hire a videographer?
Yeah, like you watch your freaking wedding video all the time.
When I'm dead, I hope my kids will. It is hard to watch after a while. My husband can't watch it because we lost too many people. Ooh, it is a tough one.
We lost. Not only did we lose so many people in ours, I lost the video, so I don't know where it is.
Oh, no. You did? Scott, well, that's an expensive video.
Well,
that
it was
lost.
Weird because it was great production, but the copy they gave us, it had like misspelling on it, like something wrong. So they said, we'll get you another one. And then by the time the other one got, we got the other one, it was just like, oh, whatever.
No. Oh, no.
I would like to see it again, though. I would like to see it again.
You know, do you think Taylor Swift is going to go Taylor Kelce? Like, are you going to go to a Taylor Kelce concert?
No, she will not change her name. I will put money on that. Her brand is too large.
Yeah, you're right.
And she'd never hyphenate her last name.
I was just going to say that.
Nah.
If you are so successful at your career, you're so established in the community, would you change your name? Mm-mm. Or anybody who hasn't changed their name?
If you have a brand, you can't change your name.
Yeah, but does it hurt your new spouse?
Unless you're Prince.
Would you be if Jill, because Jill had her own career. Mm-hmm. She's an established individual. Well, I guess she switched careers ever since she'd been married. But let's say she was very established and she didn't take on Spizzano as the last name. Would it hurt you?
No, I wouldn't mind.
I don't. Honestly. I think you say that, but I don't know.
No,
if
it doesn't bug me because it doesn't matter. I mean, I've found love and marriage to be more than names and designations.
So what if, because I would say that Taylor Swift is a bigger brand than Travis Kelce.
Correct.
Travis Kelce is a football player, but he works with a team. He's mm-hmm. not his own individual brand.
Right.
What if she said to him, you will now be Travis Swift?
He would say no. Just by,
why? Why just by why'd you respond so quickly
looking
like
at
that?
The alpha male kind of guy that he is, I doubt he would ever do that. But he would be able to say, you don't have
wow,
to take my last name.
That's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Now, if Jill said that to you,
mm-hmm.
Scott, I have a bigger brand than you. Let's say she does.
I would say no. Don't give me stupid fake gasp. Are you kidding
that
me?
Is not a fake gasp.
That was the stupidest fake gasp I've ever heard.
That was a real one this
you
time,
You know
my
I wouldn't do that. You know I wouldn't.
Why?
Do that. Because I said so.
Oh, there you go. There you go. What?
I don't know any guy that would give up their last name.
Well, why do we have to?
I don't know
how hard that is, going to the DMV and saying, I would like to change my identity. And then you look at your father and your father has that little look in his eye, like just a little sadness, because you know, he knows, we all know.
That name is going to die off in Linden.
Yeah. Dead.
Have boys.
Oh, my. Okay. We got it. I don't. Oh, God. Spizzano
and Sandy waking you up. Best time to go. Coming up at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock hour. The commercial-free 98 is on the way.
I hope you will come back tomorrow. Scott is in rare form today. It's a full moon.
I can't think
straight. I apologize for everything he has said today.
I'm an idiot. Don't apologize for that.
Listen, if you could show your support for Dancing with the Arc, I do want to mention this.
Yes.
Thursday at ESL Ballpark, 5 celebrities are paired up with people of the Arc, and they have been working so hard to perfect their dance moves. Dancing with the Arc is kind of like exactly like Dancing with the Stars, but it's at ESL Ballpark. So this Thursday, it would be so awesome to have a big crowd there.
Yeah. Sandy and I are hosting for the fourth year in a row. We were there since the beginning. It's so exciting. It's the feel-good event of the summer. It really is.
And it would feel a lot better if we get a big crowd. So we hope you can join us on Thursday. All right, now it is time to say we out.
We out, like all possibility of being reasonable. Today, I am so sorry. I will stick with the idiot thing. See you, bye.
Bye,
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spizzano and Sandy. You're the best.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.